This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves traded veteran guard Mike Conley to Chicago yesterday in a move likely aimed at helping them free up salary cap and apron space for a potential future move. Minnesota got cash and a possible draft pick swap with Detroit in return. The Wolves are reportedly one of a handful of teams trying to trade for the Greek Freak from Milwaukee. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Wolves play in Toronto tonight. The Gopher men's basketball team is home tonight, facing 10th-ranked Michigan State. Minnesota guard Bobby Durkin says they know the challenge.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. They're a great team, obviously one of the better teams in the conference so far. So just to get the opportunity to play them at home, I'm really looking forward to that.
Durkin says the Spartans are tough.
Talented team, like to play fast. They got some guys, big guys that can really shoot it, and then some of their guards can really get downhill. So it'll be a challenging one for us, but I think we'll be prepared for it.
Tip time tonight, 6 o'clock at the Target Center. Tip time tonight, 6 o'clock at Williams Arena. The St. Thomas men visit South Dakota State tonight, while the Tommy women host South Dakota State this evening. The Wild on the road at Nashville tonight. Vikings fullback C.J. Ham made it official yesterday. He is indeed retiring from the NFL. Former Gopher star Antoine Winfield Jr. was the Pro Bowl defensive MVP in helping the NFC rally past the AFC in the game last night in San Francisco. And the Twins are about to head to Florida for spring training. Pitchers and catchers report a week from tomorrow. New coach Grady Sizemore says he's eager to start working with the guys on base running and outfield defense.
You know, for me, it's just, you know, trying to, you know, learn the player's strengths and work backwards from there and then put them in the best position to succeed. You know, it's really just kind of working together, too. It's trying to find that common ground, that balance with the staff and the players where we're all kind of aligned and working for a positive outcome.
Sizemore will be the first base coach for the Twins here in 2026 as well. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.